Oh, it's a chilly one today. Anyway, good day, sistren. Good day, brethren. Good day, everybody. How's that for an introduction? Anyway, today we're going to be a bit more down tempo, I think. A bit more cool. Nice. Yeah, the Dr. Dre intro didn't really go down well last time. Yeah, a bit of a shock to people's systems, but can't go wrong with a bit of Beatles. But no doubt I'll get taken down for copyright on that. So yeah, if you are the copywriters, maybe you should just listen to Paul and let it be. Which reminds me, actually, I was playing tennis with Beyonce the other day. And yes, she came out of lockdown. Yeah. Yes, she flew to the UK. Yep. Yes, we're pals. Social bubbles and all that. Well, you're a Tibble, mate. You've got more bubbles than a fucking aero. Yeah, anyway. So, I'm playing tennis with Beyonce. And so she took her serve and the ball kind of, like, clipped the top of the net on its way over. And she was saying it was a point, and, well, I don't know, I was saying it's not. Like, can't you just redo the serve? It's let. Should let it be. Let it be, let it be. But then she kept on messing up the serve, so she threw her racket away. Stormed off and went to follow her, but her manager just sort of went, you know, leave it, mate. You should let her be. Let her be, let her be, let her be, yeah, let her be. Oh, she switched on the TV, if you were going to believe it. So and started watching Sesame Street. You know, it was right at the end, and you know that bit at the end where it goes, this week's show was brought to you by the number 12, and you know, what were the chances? It was brought to you by the number 12 and the letter B. Let her be, yeah, let her be. There will be an answer. Oh, I'm so happy in my empty field. Anyway, but oh god, I've got a really sad story, actually. I mean, it's probably just as believable as playing tennis with Beyonce, but I was walking back from the court that same day, lovely warm day. This was a little while ago, and I saw a little fuzzy black yellow. Yeah, but it's like a black and yellow honey bug, let's call it. And it flew right past me and into a, like, a load of molten metal. I think it, well, not a metallurgist or whatever, but looks a bit like lead. And yeah, sort of tried to save it, and it crawled out, like, just covered in the stuff. Like, I can only describe it as a, well, it turned into a leaded bee. Let it be. Oh my god, let it be. Good god almighty. Shine until tomorrow. Oh, it's been one of those days today. Haven't had any dialogue, so God. Thanks everyone for getting in touch. Yeah, the inbox was gone from sort of whelming to completely bloody overwhelming. Like, I had about five messages came in last week. It's unheard of. So probably because of my shameless sort of beg friendery a couple of episodes back. But yeah. Thanks all for reaching out. It's been a mixture of lovely feedback and yeah, some not so lovely feedback, obviously. But on the whole, it's balancing out, so that's nice. Oh, here comes the fuzz. Shit the bed. Okay, they've flown over. We're all right for now. And yeah, I was thinking this time, it's the last couple of bit about travel, haven't they? So I think I'm going to mix it up. And well, yeah, I've had a... Oh, that's a really old sort of plane. Spitfire or something. What are you off to, sir? Oh yeah, I've had a lovely email from, and it was about music. Yeah, from my mate Chip, aka Chipardy G, aka Chip Diddy Chip, aka Chip Off the Old Block, aka Chippy, Chipstack, Chipotle. It's a long way to Chipperary. Chipwrecked, Chipmunk, Chipetto. Sylvie, what do you like best, Daddy or Chips? Daddy Chips, Daddy Chips, Chips. AKA Harold Chipman, AKA Chip Butty, AKA Chip Eat, Chip Eat, Chip Eat, AKA Chipstow. Cheesy Chips, Chipolata, Chippy Long Stockings, Rude Van Chipstoroy, aka Adam. Hello, Adam. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love. I mean, people think that teapot was voiced by Angela Lansbury, but... turns out it was Ray Winston. Off to the cupboard, Chip, you fucking slag. Don't give me any more back chatter. I'll add another chip to your collection. Fucking hell. Now go on, fuck off, then. Stop me bollocks. Fucking gurcha, gurcha. Oh, dear. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the... sexy bitch. Wonderful. That's fucking comedy, guys. Now we're cooking. But yeah, I think that's probably, yeah, that song's got to be in the top five songs sang by an animated teapot, at least, haven't they? Send your top five. But anyway, Chip's email. So I'll skip the top because he's being nice. But yeah, I've got this written here, so let me load this up. Yeah, so this is sort of... Okay, here we go. I would like to know more about your musical tastes. Aside from Cher, which other artists have inspired you over the years, and do any of them relate to a funny anecdote? Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Chip. P.S. You're really handsome, and I love you. But I sort of snazzed up the end there. But as a matter of fact, I do have a musical story, Chip, and this one's actually got you in it, mate. So you remember, God, it must have been about 10 years ago, more like 13 years ago probably, but everyone had just started driving, and we used to go out on sort of car cruises, just driving about. And at one point there was about, well, I think the maximum was like 17 cars, and yeah, it was quality. So yeah, I was in Chip's car, a little red car, had the number plate BLO at the end. Blow, I think he used to call it the Blowy Mobile, or David Blowy, or something like that. But yeah, anyway, had a little tape deck in it, and we're sort of listening to a Prodigy compilation that he put together. And yeah, just picture me and Chip, like, driving along. Yeah, smack my bitch up, Chip. That's my God, that's a little youthful Jack Tipple voice there. But anyway, yeah, we were sort of chatting away, just chatting shit as you do, driving about. Didn't realise that the tape had finished. You know, back in the day, how it used to just sort of, it stops itself and then automatically rewinds or turns itself over or whatever. So yeah, we just sort of chatting on for a bit, and some random dirkheads, bro, this random ute's den, just pull up beside us, and yeah, they all had sort of like the little hands flailing and shit, like having a little party in their car, and yeah, they wanted a race. So yeah, soon enough we're at the red light, and these little legends are next to us, and we're waiting for the green light. And it was like the perfect moment. So just then, sort of revving and fucking, yeah, and it just goes, like fire starter just kicked in at like the perfect fucking moment. I can't even describe it. Me and Chip just sort of looked at each other like, oh! But the lights go green. Chip it like stalls it, and the other car just burned away, sort of like calling us wankers. And God, yeah, it was too good. I'm not describing it well, but my God, that was amazing. Just like absolutely perfect timing. And yeah, we got to see the Prodigy last year, one of their last shows. So that's a real, real privilege. But yeah, I mean, I remember earlier in that story, actually, forgot to mention, we were getting petrol. And I don't drive, and well, Chip was letting me put the petrol in, like I just sort of let me do it, and it's like, yeah, what petrol do you need, Chip? Leaded, mate. Yeah, leaded. Pump B. So I was like, oh, right, okay, leaded, pump B, leaded B, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Oh, I was a big Beatles fan back then. But yeah. Okay, so like a sort of over-enthusiastic surfer, my music taste kind of comes in waves. So there are so many tunes that I didn't really like when they came out, but now when I hear them, they take me back to the time and place that I first heard them. So, oh, hello. But you remember that song, I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You? I can't feel my face. Like, ugh, crappy song, right? But it's always going to remind me of that road trip down the US, like down the West Coast. And it was only like one of two songs that they were playing on the radio. So it just sort of, by then, it just gets into your head. And yeah, like, am I in that case, like, am I liking the song or am I liking the memories? But yes, my taste is kind of weird trying to describe it, but obviously other tunes are more immediate, like, well, like Run the Jewels 4, when that came out earlier this year. Holy shit, what an album. It's fucking amazing. What timing as well. And yeah, Dark Matter by Moses Boyd, absolute class. And yeah, there's a few slow burners that you need to like sort of have your hand held through. Well, I do anyway. And like earlier in the year, my mate Sam, that I used to work with, like, she really got me into Lana Del Rey, who before that I hadn't really given much time to, but yeah, now I'm way down the rabbit hole. But yeah, anyway, rather than trying to list every single song I like, oh, have you guys heard the Beatles? Have you heard of Gladys Knight? Stevie? I mean, that would be nice, but I haven't really got the time. So instead of that, I've just jotted down a few kind of musical things that I want to kind of share, stuff that you might not have already heard. Maybe you have. But yeah, first one, let me pull this up. Yeah, oh man, yeah, my mate PTM, Papa Tango Mike, is a rapper over in Germany, and his songs are in English. And yeah, he's a legend, making moves on Spotify and Amazon and all that good stuff. And yeah, been following him for a few years now, and deserves all the good things that are coming to him. So yeah, keep up the good work, Moosey mate, like, loving it. And my favorite track of his, I'd go Sunshine. So type in PTM Sunshine, and yeah, give that a listen, like and subscribe and support and whatever you can. Yeah, same goes for Tara Cessna. Gillies. That's Tara Cessna. T-E-R-R-A. New words, C-E-S-S-N-A. I've never actually heard it said aloud, but yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. But listen to that stuff. Like, I think it's like, that's fucking brilliant, and good to listen to when you're sort of looking out of the window of a moving vehicle. And yeah, when I say moving there, I mean moving and moving. Oh, this Volvo, so special. But yeah, get Terry Sesner in your life, and yeah, love your work, Gillies, you bloody beaut. God, I was going through YouTube yesterday. Oh yeah, I like a YouTube channel called My Analog Journal. They do vinyl mixes of tunes from all around the world. Like, I had one yesterday. Yeah, what was it? It was sort of Congolese rumba. Like, it's well good. You would listen to music that you would never have even, you know, thought to dig into. But yeah, give them a go. My Analog Journal. High Focus Records, obviously. There's people like The Four Owls, Ocean Wisdom, Leaf Dog, Verb T, Dabbler. You know, like, well, UK hip hop is like really, really good at the moment. You don't need me to tell you that. Scartune Network on YouTube, that's good fun. And oh my god, yeah, Brass Against the Machine. Like, just type Brass Against into YouTube. Like, it's what it says on the tin, really, like a brass band doing covers, but I'm not really doing them justice. Like, they're all really, really fucking good. And especially there's a tune with, I think there's a couple with Sophie Orista, another one that I haven't heard said out loud, but they got a song like Wake Up, the Rage Against Machine cover. Like, definitely give that a go. So Brass Against, Wake Up, and yeah, you're gonna love that. Give that a go. Oh yeah, the Surf Rejects. That was a little treat earlier from the algorithm. Had that earlier on when I was in the shower. They've got like a surfy version of Toxic by Britney. it was wicked, actually. But yeah, there's a few bits to be going on with, like great music coming in your ears. Oh my god, I miss Phoenix Nights. But yeah, oh my god, actually, I've forgot to mention, and I wasn't going to mention anyone big, but Anthony and the Johnsons as well. Like, whilst we're talking about music, and no, I'm not, got to be careful here, I'm not dead naming, like that's what the band's called. Like, I'm not referring to the actual singer specifically, and yeah, I'm not being insensitive, like, oh my god, Anthony and Johnson's, but her music, man, it just does something to me. Like, especially if I've been drinking, I'll be sort of sitting on the bus, all well and good, and then suddenly, like, I'll be just fucking, just bawling my eyes out, like the back of the 109, and yeah, she's got one of those voices that sort of completely, it just speaks directly to the most sort of primal part of my brain, like tunes into my lizard frequency. Lizard frequency, tune in! But oh my god, it's just sort of unreal. So yeah, go and listen to Anthony and the Johnsons, Hope There's Someone. Like, it's live on Jules Holland, and I don't think you would have heard anything like it before. It's just different bloody gravy, man. But yeah, anyway, let me wrap this up for now. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I met one of my, like, this was like a few weeks ago, but I met one of my old school teachers in the pub. God, yeah, it must have been a little while back. Mr. Black. And I was like, yeah, mate, like, well, now we're out of school, what is your first name? He's like, well, yeah, it's just Leonard Black. Oh, right, so you're Leonard B. Leonard B. Leonard B. Yeah, Leonard B. Speaking words of wisdom, Leonard B. Ah, there is no Leonard Black. Anyway, get in touch with the show. The email is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Fuel the fire, baby. Get those messages coming in. This podcast isn't free to run, so if you'd like to support financially, there's a link down in the description. And yeah, as always, you've been an absolute delight, and I can't wait to have your company again in the near future. See you later.